Somebody who lives in a tent in which there are both Jewish and non-Jewish people living in that tent, and a little baby was found thrown into the street in that town, and we don't know whether that baby was thrown there by a Jewish mother or by a Goyish mother. If most of the people who live in that town are Goyim, then we have to assume that the baby that was found in the street is a Goyish baby, and we would treat the baby like a Goy. We would feed him the velos and trefos, things that are usher to Yisrael. We would feed to this baby, as we assume the baby is a Goy. But if most of the people who live in that town are Jewish people, then we would assume the baby that was found in that town is a Jewish baby, and we would treat him like a Jewish baby. We wouldn't feed him anything that is forbidden to a Jew. And even we would return an aveda that he lost. As an aveda, a lost object that is found, if it belongs to a guy, it would not be returned to the guy, as you do not return lost objects to a guy. But this child that was found in the street, if when he grows up he loses an aveda, we would return it to him, as we treat him like a Yisrael completely in every way, including to return an aveda to him. Mechza lemechza Yisrael. Half the people who live in that town are Goyim and half are Yisrael. When we find a baby in that town, we treat that baby like a Yisrael. But only misafik. We would have a safik. We would have a doubt whether it's a Yisrael or a Goy. So misafik, we would treat him as a Yisrael. We would not feed him things that are forbidden to a Goy, if maybe he is a Yisrael. And in all ways, we would treat him as a safik, somebody who is in doubt. Except for one point that the Mefarshim point out. That one point is that if when he grows up, he has an ox, and that ox gores the ox of a Yisrael. The din is that he would pay chati nezek if his shore is a tam, if the shore that gored the other shore is a tam, a shore that has not gored three times, yet the din is that the owner of the shore would only pay chati nezek, he would pay half. But that's only if the shore belongs to Yisrael. But a shore that belongs to a guy, even if the shore is a tam, he would pay nezek shalem if that shore gored a shore of a Yisrael. And this child that was found in the street, if when he grows up, he owns a shore that gores the shore of Yisrael, Mesafik, he would only have to pay chati nezek, even though it's possible that the owner is a guy. If we don't know whether it's a guy or a Yisrael, Mesafik, we cannot be mechayev to pay the entire nezek, as we can't be mechayev somebody to pay money. Mesafik, if we have a ka'am, maiti mechaveru, olav harai, somebody who wants to take money from his friend has to bring proof, so therefore we have no way of proving that this person is a guy. So he would only have to pay chesi nezek, not nezek shalem. Even though a guy has to pay nezek shalem, he gets off with paying only half of the damages. Rabbi Huda Oimer Hochen Acharov HaMashlichem. Rabbi Huda said, when we find a child in the street, in a city in which both Jewish and non-Jewish people live in that city, it doesn't make a difference whether most of the people in that city are Yisrael or not. Even if only the minority of the people who live in that city are Goyim, we would still assume that the child that was found is a Goyish child. The reason being is that people who throw children in the street are usually not Jewish. Jewish mothers don't throw their babies in the street. Obviously, it was a Goyish mother that threw the baby in the street. So even if there's only one Goya that lives in that city, we would assume that she is the one that threw a child into the street. So when we find a child in the street of a city that has even one Goyish person living in that city, we assume the child is a Goy. If you find a Metzia, a lost object, in a town in which both Jewish and non-Jewish people live in that town, if most of the people who live in that town are Goyim, in such a case you don't have to announce that you found a Metzia, as the Metzia of a Goy does not have to be returned to him. So therefore, since most of the people that live in the town are Goyim, we can assume that the Metzia that you found belonged to a Goy, and you don't have to announce it. You can keep it for yourself. But if most of the people who live in that town are Yisraelim, in such a case, the Metzia that you found, you have to assume, belonged to Yisrael, so therefore you have to announce that you found a lost object in order that you can return it to the owner. If half the people who live in the town are Jewish and half are non-Jewish, and you found a Metzia in that town, you would have to announce it. And since it's half Jewish and half non-Jewish, it's a suffix whether the Metzia came from a Jew or not. Therefore, misafik, you do have to announce it so that you can return it to the owner. Matzabapat, if you find bread in the street of a town that has Jewish and also non-Jewish people living in that town, and pat akum is also the rabbanan, where geyser, that bread that was baked by a guy is forbidden to a Jewish person. So therefore, if it's bread from a guy, it would be also for Yisrael to eat it. Hochin acharov hanachtomim, we follow by the road. The majority of the bakers in that town, if the majority of the bakers in that town are Jewish, we can assume the bread was baked by a Jew and would therefore be mutter for you to eat it. But if most of the bakers in that town are non-Jewish, then you would not be allowed to eat the bread that was found in that city. Vim haisa pat isa. Hokan acharov okle pat isa. If the bread that you found was made out of isa, a very high-quality flour, that the bakers don't usually bake bread from this type of flour, so you can assume it fell from a person who baked it privately in his home. In such a case, we follow by the rov ochle pat isa, by whether the majority of the people who eat this type of pot are Yisraelim or Goyim. If the majority of the people who eat this type of bread are Jewish, then we can assume it fell from a Jewish person, and it would be mutter for you to eat it. But if the majority of the people in this town who eat this type of bread are not Jewish, you would not be allowed to eat this type of bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haisa pat kiver, hochen acharov, ochle pat kiver. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you found bread in a city in which there are Jewish and non-Jewish people living in that city, and the bread that you found was pat kiver, was a bread made from a lower quality flour. As in the place where Rabbi Yehuda lived, the bakers used a higher quality flour, and people that bake bread in their own house would use a lower quality flour. So therefore, in such a case that you found bread made out of a lower quality flour, then you can assume it was not baked by the bakers in the city. So therefore, in such a case, you would follow by the majority of the people who eat this type of bread in that city. If the majority of the people who eat this type of bread in that city are goyim, then you would not be allowed to eat the bread that you found in that city. But if the majority of the people who eat this type of bread in that city are Jewish, in such a case, if you find this type of bread in the street of the city, you would be allowed to eat the bread, as you can assume it was baked by a Jew.